Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Hawk and the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, Pearl Davis from Just Pearly Things said that it was time that women went to see therapists. Male therapists to be exact. And a male psychotherapist responded to her saying that he doesn't see female clients anymore. He says it's too much of a risk as well as drama and too much work. Looks like therapists are finally going their own way. All we have to do is open up the asylums again, and the problem will just solve itself. Women vent more than men, and as a result, all that toxic energy is transferred to their therapists. Moving on, a cleaning lady threw away expensive modern art that she mistook for trash. She's not wrong, though. They should have given her a raise. A bunch of random junk thrown into a paper bag is not art. It's rubbish. You know that something is not art if it's so ugly that the uneducated working class sees zero value in it. Art is supposed to be beautiful, difficult to make, and requiring talent. Conceptual art is none of those things. The article says mistook, but the article should have said identified as. Number three is the so-called ideal woman. For me, there is no ideal woman. But according to modern conservatives, she's feminine, only into marriage, has only female friends, is religious, can cook and clean, and has a healthy relationship with her father. This just describes a 1950s housewife. But we all know that women don't exist like this in the modern days of social media. It's a fantasy, and some women are already becoming chameleons trying to fulfill it. Up next, we have a woman that kept her adult son locked up under an abandoned restaurant, and local treasure hunters heard his cries for a popular candy bar. Wait a minute, this sounds incredibly familiar. I guess there are some fake news stories out there that I can definitely get behind. If anyone knows where this story is from, then post it in the comments. Number 5, the man that ended Natalie Holloway has been sentenced to life in prison, and yet he's still managing to smash 3 different women on conjugal visits. Dude's getting more action on the inside than most dudes get on the outside, thanks to women being attracted to dangerous bad boys. Plus, it's not like they can force him to pay child support if he gets them preggers, or send him to prison because he's already in there. We have a joke of a legal system. Moving on, this will never happen to that man. Maria says that she's going to destroy a man and make him homeless and penniless and take his kids away. When a relationship ends, that's when the real woman comes out. The person that's been hiding in plain sight. Most women would win an Academy Award for how good their performance is, hiding who they really are, for many years of their lives. Number 7, many different types of women were asked which of these male body types they think is the best looking. And the majority picked the men with six-pack abs and properly proportioned pectoral muscles. They'll still swear that dad bods are all the rage, but their preferences are anything but. So I guess you're saying that there's even a 1.3% chance for me. Alright, let's go. Looks like there's hope for the average American male after all. Up next, ask you guys what it means when the average Caucasian lady says gracias to the waiter in a Mexican restaurant. That's probably the face that she's gonna make when she leaves a $5 tip on a $200 bill. Yet she still works at Starbucks and complains when people leave her only $5 on a $20 order. But seriously, it's just another type of virtue signaling. She's saying, look, I know another word in another language because I'm a multicultural woman. Number 9, this could be the lady from the Mexican restaurant in 10 years. After she finishes her degree, learns 6 languages, so she can virtue signal better with her $10,000 a month career. Yeah, what she really wants is to have a family. She worked in 4 countries, so that body count is at least 4. Sorry, I mean 40. She says to other women, don't fall for feminism. When people look back on their past, the gonorrhea is always greener on the other side. Moving on, in capitalism, if you don't work, you starve. But in communism, a lot of the time, you work and you still starve. But in libertarianism, you work, you eat, and you leave everyone else alone and worry about your own stuff. People will always want to go around telling others what to do while they're lazy as can be themselves. But these days, under American capitalism, people work hard and they're still poor. That's a recipe for revolution. Number 11, we have a woman and a man saved her from drowning, and now she's the one suing him. because he touched her. I guess in the future more of you ladies are on your own with no one there to help you. Then women will complain that men aren't doing enough to save them. For years I've heard stories of women being assaulted on subways and men just sitting there not helping them. One woman even tried finding the men that didn't help her and shamed them as cowards. Up next, an astrologer is angry because she lost $440,000 day trading crypto and now lives on credit card debt. She did not see that one coming, but I thought astrology was supposed to show you your future. The story is about a man, actually, and not a woman, but I think it's funnier if she's a she and not a he. I guess he or she should have heeded their horoscope more instead of buying high and selling low. Also, how does one lose in crypto in the most epic bull market in the last little while? Unless you took on leverage. Number 13, Christopher Walken says that really, really bad people rule the world. But why is it that when I squint really hard, he looks like Hillary Clinton? If you look really carefully, that's not Walken. It's Woken. Wasn't he on the boat that Natalie Wood was on when she went missing on a boat trip off of Catalina Island with him and Robert Wagner? Maybe just like Hillary, his friends get mysteriously ended. Moving on, researchers are claiming that obesity needs to be renamed to something else to avoid shaming people. What should the new term be? How about Fatty McFatpants? But here are some options. Gravity benders, diabetes demons, mayonnaise monsters, or gravy bleeders. Fat was replaced by obesity, and changing the term again won't change its meaning. But pointing that out is probably fatphobic itself. Number 15, a heartbroken parent says the university taught her beautiful daughter to hate everything. Another life ruined by woke ideologies. You pay tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, so that education brainwashes your kids. Universities take most of the money you send them to buy crypto with these days. It's probably a better investment just buying your kid a couple of Bitcoin now rather than sending them off to school, where they'll turn into skanks. We've seen this happen so many times now, it's not even funny. Up next, we have Miss Germany 2023 versus Miss Germany 2024. Looks to me like we might need to liberate Germany a third time. The current Miss Germany is old and a 2 out of 10. Plus, she's not even German, but Turkish. Then again, maybe they're doing it to scare the migrants away so they think German women are unattractive. I don't know. I'm also making my most disgusted Patrick Bateman face right now. I think they found Miss Germany 2024 at the end of the yellow brick road. Number 17, according to The Guardian, more women may be psychopaths than previously thought. But men don't need an expert to figure that out. We figured it out millennia ago. Why are they suddenly catering to the red pill audience? Are they scared they won't have any audience at all if they keep making woke propaganda? I wonder what their female staff is saying. Moving on, we have a guy studying hard to make sure he passes his exams so that his future wife can run a makeup shop, florist, or baking business that loses 50 grand a month. Men support so many of women's failing dreams for years, in some cases rather than risk rocking the boat and having her leave them. If this guy could only see the future, he probably wouldn't be studying nearly as hard and would instead go his own way. But he skipped the wife and keep the $50,000 a month for yourself. Number 19, this woman explains why she's got 11 kids with 8 different black men. Get ready for another single over 30 sob story. She's probably looking to settle down now and needs a wealthy man to support her and her dozen applicants. She was clearly incapable of making the proper decisions for her children and is no doubt now looking for a rich simp to save her. Up next, we have an author that's seen a low point in her career, and she cried all the way home. Just because you write a book doesn't mean that people will read it. Just like the wokesters at Disney are learning that just because you make a Star Wars or Marvel movie doesn't mean that people will watch it either. On the bright side, at least no one saw her cry. It's all right, though. I'm sure there's a barista position at Starbucks to fall back on. Number 21, a base boomer that's been married to his wife for 62 years faked that he was deaf, so that he wouldn't have to listen to her. Now he faces a divorce because he lied to her. But isn't it a little bit too late for her leaving him at this point? Who is she going to replace him with now that they're both in the raisin stage? I think we should collect some money and build this man a statue. Moving on, in the 1994 Forrest Gump film, he named his boat Jenny, because everybody was riding it. It was probably filled with semen and smelled like a shrimp. Forrest Gump was the simp of the century. The USS Jenny was a good ship because it would never go down on him during a storm, or at any other time. I can't believe I fell for this and thought it was a good film back in the 90s. Number 23, the Canadian Liberal Party is bringing an online hate bill in, which includes a $70,000 fine if you offend snowflakes with your words. and life imprisonment if you say the naughty words of Mr. Mustache. The worst part is that if they believe you're going to do some hate speech in the future, they can put you under house arrest and force you to wear an ankle monitor. It's the new Canadian Pre-Crimes Division. Canada has officially become the Rainbow People's USSR. Up next is Ilhan Omar, and she went from jail cell to Congress. She was apparently arrested 23 times and mocked the US government and committed immigration fraud. Or so the rumors go. If anyone can verify this, I would be grateful for it. Number 25 and the last one, it looks like they finally put the perfect role in for Amy Schumer in a Disney Pixar cartoon. The film Karen looks funny, but you know that it won't be, because she isn't. Unless, of course, AI writes and creates it. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a like to help it reach more viewers. If you want the memes I can't show you on YouTube, then subscribe over my X account, where I post them ahead of time. Link is below. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate what you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.